I like that. We actually clapped in time then, Mum. Do you realise? we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. That is Cam Southcott with, what track was that again?
Take Flight.
I like that one. That's right. I have to close my eyes. In fact, the boss walked in, thought I'd had some sort of seizure. I think I was listening through the headphones. It was, did you see him poke me in the check? I was still alive. Right. So you've got a great website. All the W's, camsouthcottmusic.weebly.com.
Weebly.com, yeah.
Weebly. I thought you'd been personal about me. Right. So people want to check you out. They can check you out there, and the details will be on the website. What for you would be the dream gig? If you could work with anybody in the industry at the moment, who would you like to sort of jump up on stage and play along with?
Oh, well, there are so many people, so many different artists that are bringing the violin into their songs at the moment, which that's... I think it's really nice that the violin's been given a fresh start, and there are people that are realising that it's not just classical music and that you can bring it into all sorts of modern songs. Mm. Big question. There are many YouTube violinists that I really like. There's Taylor Davis, Lindsay Sterling, the other one. I just love the energy that they bring when they perform on stage. Mm. It's so exciting and fun and engaging. And yeah.
What about vocalists? What sort of bands would you like to sort of jump up with? Is anybody, you know, you don't want to work with? I don't know. Well, Kanye West is apparently going to be the president in another couple of years. What about him?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you'd be surprised what the violin could fit with. Vocalists. Oh. John Legend. I really love the ballads and his music. And I think if he's up for a collab, you never know, he might be listening.
Yeah, he might be listening. If you're like, hello, John, all right, mate? You're just putting your head in your hands and going, oh, please don't say that. It's embarrassing me. You've got... what gigs have you got coming up? What's the next sort of stuff for you between now and Christmas?
Again, I'm going to be playing at Reed's in Billericay. That's always great. Love performing there. I don't so much have much else booked, so anything that anyone would like, please get in touch. I love performing for charities and helping. I love people listening to the music, because lots of people seem to enjoy it, which is the main reason that I perform. When I see people enjoying themselves, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love to be able to help out good causes, so any events I am more than happy to help out with.
And don't forget about the busking. My niece plays down at outside the music hall at Brighton. She does that about a couple of times a week. And I think you normally get £40, but then you take a percentage of what she gets, and sometimes she gets about £700 for doing a couple of hours. If it's nice and sunny and there's people sat outside, it's always worth maybe going down to South End and playing down there where it's nice and busy. That would be my advice for you.
Yeah.
Or try and go down to Brighton and quickly just hop along there. Take Mum so she can be your getaway vehicle if the police come along. Not saying I'm saying do anything illegal, but, you know, just Mum takes the bucket round as you're playing. Come away with the, you know.
It sounds like a plan.
Is it? I think it sounds good. Obviously, Mum needs to take a percentage, don't you, Mum?
Oh,
what is it? Management fee? Is it 25%?
We negotiate something.
Yeah. Have you got any music out that people can download? And are you writing your own tracks as well?
I am in the process of writing my own tracks. I'm collaborating with some friends and some other people that I've got to know through performances. And yeah, I'm getting some pieces together, and I'm hoping to get some YouTube videos out as well with tracks.
Yeah.
So that's all in the pipework. So
it's very good now, because you can promote yourself. You've got a Twitter account as well. Which, yep. What are you on Twitter?
It's Cam Southcott.
Yep. And you've got a Facebook?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, yep. And that's Cam Southcott Music as well.
But it's good now, because years ago it was quite difficult. You know, you would have had to rely on getting a record, and it was always impossible to get a record deal. Now, what record companies or what people who want to do bookings, they say, well, where's your videos? Because that's how you get your following. You sort of get out there on YouTube, don't you, to get people following you, and the more hits you get, the more advertising you can sell on your site, and the more money you make.
Yeah, it's really good to... there are so many more self-made artists now, which is really good, because you can completely be yourself. You don't have to necessarily do exactly what one record label wants. You can completely be authentic and put the music and things out that you enjoy, and then people gravitate when you're authentic. And so it's really nice to be able to be yourself and put things out on your terms and do things when you're ready as well.
Now, we've got one more song to do, and that will probably take us nearly up to the news. If you do want to find out more about Cam, or you'd like him to come and play at one of your events, it's all the W's, camsouthcottmusic.com. weebly.com. As I said, I will make sure that goes up on the website if you've missed the beginning bit of the interview. Where have you been? And you can listen to it again over the next few days. So what's the last song you're going to play and why have you picked this one?
The last one is a Phantom of the Opera medley, and it's got some beautiful music in, and yeah, I hope people enjoy it and see how many songs you can recognise from it.
Okay, here we go. Right, one more live tune. Just going to take us up to the 12 o'clock news. Here is Sam Cam. I called you the wrong name. Cam Southcott. I knew I'd get that wrong eventually. Is it just me that said that? Or do people get it?
Yeah, all the time.
Thank you. Thank God for that, Mum. I was getting really worried. I thought he was going to turn nasty. I really did. Or your mum had turned nasty, but she's still smiling. Mum, do you play any instruments as well, by the way?
She doesn't get any of the talent from me.
Oh, I thought you going to say I've got the banjo or something.
No,
you start, no.
It's all Cameron.
I have to start a family band.
Right, here we go. More live music with Cam.